Don't miss a minute of Ruined It's for Breakfast on our podcast. Thanks to Distinctive Homes, designing and creating your dream home. Distinctivehomes.com.au 104.7 Triple M.
Ruined It's here on Triple M.
Yeah, our favourite segment, The Week That Was.
The top five things we've learned on Ruined It's this week.
Number five, we learnt what happens back at Roo's house while he's at work.
I always like to check in, Dits, yeah. And just make sure I'm caring.
We were having a good day, and you said to Sarah, how's your day going? She was at home with six kids, and this is what came back on your phone.
Who's the birthday cake?
What's some birthday cake?
Gee, I hope Sarah Rusciuto has earplugs. Moving on to number four. Limo was on and we learnt Thor went to watch the Western Bulldogs play.
I am Thor, son of Odin.
That's Chris Hemsworth at the Bulldogs. Roo, what celebrities did you ever have hanging around down in the rooms?
Oh, heaps. Yeah, heaps. Oh, Leighton was a one. We're still clinging on to Leighton.
Port Adelaide get the big celebs too.
Dits, did you ever have any big celebs?
Oh, of course we have.
Yeah.
This list is endless. Yeah, Amanda Vanstone.
Not quite, Thor. Anyway, let's check back in with Sarah and see how she's going with the kids. Number three, we learn a few things about Married at First Sight this week.
The experiment.
It's not actually a TV show.
They call it an experiment.
I came into this experiment.
It's an experiment.
Then it would cease being an experiment.
Alice, the producer, came in to explain what's been happening.
So they need the experiment to work.
And Dits is not very good at pretending he cares.
Jess and Dan are a couple. No, sorry. Jess and Mick. Jess and Mick are a couple.
So please tell me what happened next.
So there was like...
We also learnt Roo's favourite character on the show.
Jess is Sausage Lips, by the way.
That's Sausage Lips.
With all the work
just call
done.
Her Sausage Lips.
Yeah.
They got together, Dits. Oh. Sausage Lips and Dan. Yeah.
Oh, Sausage Lips has exploded.
Sausage Lips exploded? She should have pricked them with a fork. Number two. Speaking of lips, we learnt how Dits got so good at kissing.
What did you practice on, Dits? Tell me.
You use an orange. Oh. Yeah, you get right in there in your passion. Well, you can grab a big piece of watermelon and...
Did they have to be Riverland oranges?
Never been that fussy, to be honest. Right?
Naval of Valencia.
Let's check back in, see how Sarah's going with the kids. Not well. The number one thing we learnt this week is the silly ways people can injure themselves.
Definitely slipping down the stairs, shot an arrow in the bum, flying like Peter Pan.
Yeah.
Darren called in with a classic.
G'day, mate. How you going?
Good, Daz.
This has happened to a mate of mine. Him and his partner, she was in the shower, and then he said, where's my clothes? He said, they're in the wash basket behind the ironing board. No worries. So he ran, bent over. He was butt naked. He grabbed his clothes out of the wash basket and burned his off on the iron, stuck on the iron.
Oh, bull dust.
Jeez. He'd have a scar for life, wouldn't he?
Yeah, he'd be scarred for life, all right. He'd never, ever do the ironing again, and nor should he.
And Limo had some advice for the poor bloke.
He's just missed out, actually, burning the old fella, because if anything needs an iron, it's the...
walnuts.
It's the bag just below it.
I wish for it. It's got a few creases in it.
The top five things we've learned on Ruined It's this week.
Poor little Rosie was crying when she heard that yesterday.
Oh,
she
no.
She wasn't happy.
Oh, no.
Yes, but anyway.
Oh, we don't mean to do that,
no,
Rosie.
No, we don't mean it.
We love Rosie.
Thanks for the content, Rosie, anyway.
Yeah.
And you're still asleep.
Don't miss a minute of Ruined It's for Breakfast on our podcast. Thanks to Distinctive Homes, designing and creating your dream home. Distinctivehomes.com.au 104.7 Triple M.